Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
State of Indiana, where Obama's ideals are not espoused, comes the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show as a means to tell all you liberals out there that you are wrong and we are right. My name is Kathy Henners, and you're listening to Hour One of the Show, where we do what we do best, tell you what the government is doing to this great nation with Obama and his minions. We're showing you ways to stop them by following the true law of the land, the Constitution. And now, heard through ConservativeNationMedia.com, here is your host from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, Robert Garding.
Okay, welcome, my friends, to the latest edition of the new Wise Conservatism Radio Show on this, the 8th of November. And yes, folks, today is the 29th anniversary of the Battle of Operation Hump in Vietnam. I'm dedicating this show to the memory of those who fought in that battle and those who died that day under overwhelming odds. I think it was something like about, I can't remember the exact number of American troops, but it couldn't have been more than a couple of hundred, and they were against 10,000 Viet Cong. And there are actually men who are still alive who fought in that battle for America. And I'm dedicating this show to the memory of those who fought and those who died that day. We all held our breath on Tuesday because the polls said the races were too close to call. And yet, the Democrats got mauled. And saying they got mauled is kind of a gentle term, I think, for what really happened. The media still isn't reporting it the way they should. They would have if the Democrats had won even one quarter of the seats that the Republicans won this time. The media and the leftists are all trying to tell us the election was a swing of governor's seats to them, but it wasn't. Remember, they said that the last time that they got shellacked like this, although the last time wasn't quite as bad as this one, I think. They still don't know what happened to them. The media and the leftists are just doing everything they can to make sure that they stay as clueless as always. And remember that ConservativeNationMedia.com will be returning soon. Stay tuned, folks. We got a whole bunch of great shows coming up. I've got it under great authority from Duke Brooks that we will be returning. And my days of having only a half-hour show is going to end, so I'm going to have to actually really start working again to get this show out. That's okay. It's worth it. It's worth the ability and the honor to be able to get out the news the way it should be reported, you know, get out the truth the way it should be reported, which it never is anymore in the mainstream media. But all we have to do is remember that Conservative Nation Media is returning soon. The best is yet to come, and more fun is on the way.
Found a new engineer today.
leading the way the Democrats have over the last 6 years. I was actually amazed that there were actually some Democrats that won in this last election on Tuesday, and yet we are being told by the pundits at MSNBC and CNN that they're trying to convince us all that because the Democrats lost this last election, this nation is doomed because the Republicans are going to take away everything from our health care and be racist because we are going to close our borders and maybe make English our national language, and we are threatening to get rid of Obamacare. Oh, my gosh, I am so darn scared. I mean, this nation may get back to being a great nation again. What could be more horrible? Thank God we have a media nowadays that will tell the truth to the people now instead of having to watch ABC, NBC, and CBS like I had to when I was growing up. We can now watch a media and listen to a media that is working hard to let us know what is really going on instead of lying to us about what the what people who are don't have the same political mindset as the Democrats do, what we are supposedly doing to this nation. Places like Breitbart.com and The Blaze and Rush Limbaugh, Conservative Nation Media, Halls of Valhalla, which is the network my friend Douglas B. Gibbs is on with his shows about the Constitution. These are things that we have to listen to, folks, if we don't want to hear the lies, the distortions that the mainstream media is always handing us. And handing us is another word that I could have found a better word for. It's like they were force-feeding us this kind of stuff, you know, lies that are total distortions of the truth. And for many, many, many years, folks, we ate our dinners and then sat down in the living room and listened to this tripe. That is one of the main reasons why we lost Vietnam. I mean, it was a war that we didn't lose any battles in, but we lost the war. And the main reason for that was because our media never reported the things that were important to winning a war. They reported how many deaths Americans were having every day. Every day I heard it. Oh, we lost another couple of Americans, and that's so many more this week. And at the end of the week, they say, oh, we lost 57 American soldiers this week. But they never reported how many the enemy lost. And the enemy, if they would have reported the truth about what was going on in Vietnam, and they would have reported what was happening in Vietnam, instead of just reporting the American deaths, the American public would have continued supporting the war, I think, because we'd have been assured that, hey, we were losing 57 a week. They were losing 10,000. And we lost the war because of that. These are things that we have to listen to, folks, if we don't want to hear the lies and distortions that the mainstream media always hands us. And they will never report things like this because it doesn't fit their agendas for the rest of us. Remember, they all think we are too stupid to run our own lives without them. And, you know, they've been telling us this for as long as I can remember. And it seems like we are just finally starting to get the idea that, hey, they don't like us. I wonder why. Our friendly local pilot in command and spokesman says that we are returning. And one of the shows that you can look forward to returning soon is Radio Free America with Duke Brooks. It's clear that anti-communism runs wild in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy, Whitaker Chambers, and a few others. So what would you expect? There's no truth to the rumor that he has a dartboard with Alger Hiss's photo on it, but you can get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, and American history, the correct one, and Hangar Flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks. Heard only here on conservativenationmedia.com when we return. And that will be soon. I haven't heard the exact date yet, but I know we are returning because it was Duke himself that told me Conservative Nation Media will be returning soon, and that's where America always wins. We must never, we are doing our darndest here to talk about what has happened, what is going on in America. We have to know that this last election on Tuesday was the worst shellacking the Democrat Party has gotten since the days of Truman. But we also have to remember other things. Obama is out there now talking about how this didn't mean anything except that the American people were telling everyone that we need to work together now. But on October the 17th of last year, 2013, do you remember what Obama told us then? If you don't, I do. He said, you don't like a particular policy or president, then argue for your position. Go out there and win an election. And he was kind of pushing it back in our faces that we haven't been winning elections. You know, and actually, in all truth, we had been, just not the big ones yet. But if you don't start small, you can never get big. That's the way I look at it. But he went on to say, then argue for your position. Go out there and win an election. Push to change it, but don't break it. And I think he meant to continue with, that's my job. But he continued and said, don't break what our predecessors spent over two centuries building. Listen, it seemed, to what he said, and they did something about it. Obama's threat to carry out a unilateral amnesty for millions of illegal aliens threatens the system that he was claiming to defend just over a year ago. And he damn well knows it, folks. The election has come and gone. We not only won again, but we really kicked butt this time. I don't think that Obama, Pelosi, Reid, or any of the others in Washington know just what's happened to them on Tuesday. I think they're still trying to figure it out. I mean, their brains are not wired to accept fault. They are not to blame, according to them. Only the American people are, because we are fickle. We don't believe that anyone should have a chance to do what he was trying to do if it takes too long. But like I said, the election has come and gone. We not only won again, but we really kicked butt. The American people had finally had enough. Obama wasn't listening to us. Harry Reid thought that the American people were nothing but domestic terrorists and that we were out to do nothing but destroy America. But if the truth be told, folks, we were out to save it for our children. And the Democrat Party is the one that always brings up things. We've got to save things for our children. That's not what they're doing. They want to destroy it. They don't give a flying leap about what happens when our children grow up. The only thing they care about is to be able to continue the status quo so they can always live a life of freedom and riches that they have grown accustomed to living. The America they wanted to save was their gravy train for good living, nothing more. We need to stay awake, my friends, because we are still fighting for that America, and they won't stop till they win it again. But on Tuesday, we set the Democrat Party back a long way. Last Tuesday, I was so proud of the American people. We finally stood up with one voice and screamed into the day that we were mad as hell and we were not going to take it anymore. We did such a great job of it that even John Boehner is towing the line. And still, the liberal media is trying to tell us what we were telling Obama was that we wanted, which of course is completely wrong, they all think that we were telling them that we want them to work with us and work together, thinking the way we do, folks. That means that we want to work together to try and fix what's wrong here. What they mean is they want the status quo. Let us fall back into the background, let them do what they want, to hell with what the people want, and let them continue doing what they were doing to destroy this nation. After all, I think they were telling, we were telling them that we wanted them to, they think that we were telling them that we wanted them to work together with, we want to do that. You people have the reins of government for the last 6 years, and you did nothing but do your best to destroy what we have here in America. And nothing makes me angrier than when you, our leaders, do not know what America is. I hear the president and Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and all those idiots talking about us being a democracy, how... What happened on Tuesday, and I heard this the other day from the president, he says, what happened on Tuesday is the way that this democracy is supposed to work. We are not a democracy, and it's time our president learned this. We are a constitutional republic. Founders had the choices to make it a democracy, an oligarchy, or a republic, and they went to republic because it was more compatible with the Constitution. And it seems like we have to continue fighting this battle because no matter what, no matter how many times we tell them this is a constitutional republic, they come right back and say, this is how the democracy is supposed to work. I am totally amazed that some Democrats won on Tuesday after all the crap that that party put us through, after all the crap that they have been working to put this country into. Since Obama took office, our AAA credit rating, which has been AAA since the beginning, downgraded for the first time in our history. And I think it was downgraded a second time, too. I can't remember whether it was or not. I know that there was talk of it maybe happening. But even so, that's a horrible thing to have to think about, that our economy has gone down so much that we have now lost our AAA perfect credit rating. We are now over $17 trillion in debt, an amount of money that millions of us will never make, put together, but probably never make in our whole lifetimes. And they spend this money like it was their God-given right to do so. Kind of makes me wonder what their household looks like. I know there are a lot of things I want, but there are a lot of things I go without because I can't afford them. But that's not the way our government works. Hell, they've got none. Never-ending stream of money that they think they can constantly spend and constantly do whatever they want to because it is their right to do so. No, it's not. It's not their money in the first place. They are not the bosses in the second place. We, the American people, are. And it's time that the people in Washington realize that they are only our employees, not the bosses. They may have titles like the President of the United States or Speaker of the House or Senate Majority Leader, but they're not our bosses. They are mere employees who, if you think about it, could be fired any time that they don't do their job, which should happen. I think if we did that more often, the people who we had there would start towing the line and start doing the right things for once. But we don't. We treat them like this whole thing with Hillary Clinton. Everybody, the media always talks about how everybody is scared to death of Hillary Clinton. The only thing I'm scared to death of is that she might someday make president. Then this country will be in for a real hurting. No matter what people think, that woman is almost as bad as Barack Obama, if not worse. And if we elect her sometime in the future, after electing Obama, then we will get what we deserve. And I'm not just talking about Democrats either. There are so many Republicans out here who feel the same ways, who will only fight for the right things when they know their butts are being hung out to dry and they need to say the right things or get screwed. Not in a literal way, but, you know, they need to start listening to what the American people are saying. We don't need to do what they tell us because they are not the bosses. And it's time that they started realizing that. I think the American people are starting to realize it. Like I said before in this show, I am so proud of what the American people did this last Tuesday. It's just almost staggering to know what we did. And how many Democrats lost their offices over this? Excuse me. And they keep talking about how the Republicans haven't been winning elections. Well, let me tell you, in 2010, the Republicans won over 700 seats in that election. Never heard the media talk about this because the media didn't care. It was something to be downplayed. It was something to be not reported. This last election, this last Tuesday, from all over the nation, I am sure that we outdid that election with what happened on Tuesday. If you have ever looked at the House of Representatives map after this last election, you would notice that red dominates almost everything, as red always kind of stood for the Republican Party. There are tiny little cracks and crevices all in a couple of the places around the United States and along the West Coast, at the very edge of the West Coast, that are still blue. But about 98% of the country is red. For you out there who think that the Republican Party is not winning, take a look at a map of the representation of the United States and see just how much blue you see. But you won't see very much, I guarantee you. I am, we are definitely at a crossroads here in this great republic. Do we want to continue as a republic, or do we want to become like communist China? I think on Tuesday we gave that vote. The choice was ours, and we took it. Last Tuesday, we took our chance to promote change for the better, change we can all believe in, fairly for everyone. And we voted for the right people. Every one of them were campaigning on repealing Obamacare, closing our borders, etc., ones that will follow our Constitution and work to save this great republic. I thank you all for listening, everyone, and I am glad that you were all out here. I have a new ending song now, and I'm going to play the whole thing tonight, as I probably can. But it's Bob Seger's new song, Riding Out, and there is some good language in it. And I am hoping that we can continue staying awake and watching what's going on in Washington, D.C., because if we don't, things are going to get bad like they were again. So we'll have to do the same thing again. We did a good thing on Tuesday. I'm proud of you all. God bless America. God bless people. God bless us with common sense. Talk to you next week. God bless you all.
Right on to a bold new horizon where the sun may be shining on a place you've never seen. Right on. Lift your soul and your spirit, take a chance and get near it. Everybody needs a dream. Is the media for real? Do we fake or do we feel? Do we face all our appeal on a model or a myth? It's a market correction, it's addiction, resurrection. It's the last thing you mention before you knock it stiff. Right on. Where the hills meet the valleys, far from campaigns and rallies and the things we do for oil.
Bye.